Yes, a big win for Donegal. As to add to that, this famous victory over Dublin last weekend, 6 points between the sides here in Convoy at the end. And while Donegal may have been able to play champion football in the wide open spaces of Croke Park, but it was true heart, true grit and true spirit that seen them collect the full 3 points here this afternoon. Karen Guthrie, Kira Grant and Roisin Free, with her first touch after coming on in the second half, scored the goals for Donegal. They needed them all. They got off to a great start and they led a goal on 4 points to 2 points after just 15 minutes. Guthrie with the goal. She also scored a goal on 4 points in all in that first half. Amy Boyle-Carr had got Donegal off to that good start with a point in the opening minute. Donegal had played against the breeze in the first half and driving rain as well. Conditions very difficult here. Fiona Doherty and Rachel Kern scored the only points of the opening quarter for the Mayo ladies, but they came right back into the game in the last 10 minutes of the second half. Niamh Kelly, who had been sin-binned, their team captain, after just 3 minutes for a sliding tackle, returned, and she got a goal within an instant to reduce the margin to two. And in actual fact, Mayo hit a purple patch, and Kelly and Fiona Doherty added points as Mayo led by a goal in 6-1 to a goal in 4. A real turnaround. But Guthrie came good in the last minute, 2 minutes, with 2 pointed frees to send the sides in a goal in 6 each at half time. Donegal tied on a lot of pressure early in the second half, but under difficult conditions. Geraldine McLaughlin shot a number of wides, also dropped a number of balls into the keeper's arms. And it was actually Roisin Durkin on the other end of the field, just on the sub in the second half, opened the scoring and got the first point of the second period, 10 minutes in. But then a goal for Donegal. Kira Grant took a quick free from Karen Guthrie and looped the ball in over the keeper, 2-6 to 1-7, Donegal, and Niamh Hegarty quickly added the point before Roisin Field hammered home the third goal 17 minutes into the second half, and Field added another point with just over 11 minutes to go to extend the Donegal lead out to 3-8 to 1-7. Rachel Kearns did pull a goal back for Mayo, but that only reduced the margin to 4, and Niamh Hegarty closed out the game in the closing minutes with 2 late points. Donegal 3 goals and 10 points. Mayo 2-7.